So I was just reflecting on the fact that I had just become incredibly comfortable with divorcing my wife, who, granted, I was only married to for a year, but I'm 31 years old and I've known her for 20 years of my life. And I had been in love with her since the moment I laid eyes on her. And all of a sudden, I was ready to throw that away. And then, you know, your little intro music kicked on, and you gave a brief explanation of what was going on. And you said, if you're thinking about divorce, and I know you are, don't. That is not God's plan for you. And right then and there, I knew that your message was meant for me.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. And that message is not only meant for Bert. We're going to hear his story a little bit later in the program, but for you and for me today. And it may not only be on the topic of divorce, it may be any other number of issues that we're ready to make a decision on today. For the pain to stop, we just want the pain to stop. And we think that by making this decision, the pain is going to stop. Divorce, any sort of problems that we're facing. But you know what? God has in store maybe a real miracle in your life if you'll just hang on and be intentional.
From the studios at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, husband and father, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. Have you ever heard a message on the radio or a sermon at church, and you knew the message was meant for you? What did you do? Tell us your story. Call our toll-free story line, and don't forget to dial all six of those eights. It's 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now to help you have an intentional marriage, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much. And we do welcome you from to our Intentional Living Center on this, what we call Marriage Monday around here, as we focus on the power of God doing a work in a miracle work in marriages. And I, because of what I do, get an opportunity to talk to people many times who are in a mess, who are struggling, who are hurting, who are discouraged, who are ready to give up. And we're going to hear the story of how today, how if we choose to just stay intentional and trust Him, God is always standing by to do a miracle in our lives. And we're going to hear from Bert the rest of the story a little bit later in the program. But first, Courtney standing by. He wants to talk about some of the struggles he's facing. We'll see if we can help him become an intentional leader in his family. Coming up here in just a moment.
Dr. Randy, I don't think I'm the only one who's in this boat. But I can tell you right now that the most intentional thing that I am doing for my marriage is just to stay and wait for God to work it out. After almost 25 years, and He told me He doesn't want to be married anymore and moved out 2 years ago, the most intentional thing that I am choosing to do is just to wait.
Hey, wow. Thank you for sharing your story with us. To hear what God is doing in your life, tell us what's happening in your life intentionally. When you call 888-888-1717. I'm Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson today. If you're ever in Tucson, by the way, I'd like to have a tour. Let us know in advance, and we'd be happy to show you around the ministry, see what goes on at our Intentional Living Center, conducting our broadcast every day, creating resources for the family, and researching the principles, the biblical teaching of intentional living, and the results in people's lives. And that's what we do every day, and it's a joy to do it. All right, and we get a chance to talk to you all, by the way. Let's go to St. Louis, where Courtney is on the line. Courtney, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. What's your question for me today?
My question is, I want to do things to try to improve, to be a better husband, better father, and better man. And I used to listen to secular music and songs that disrespect women, and you know, just I tried to make the change because that was not working in our life.
Right.
So now that I'm listening to the station, you, and if it's too much of our station, the Christian station, it's a problem with her at that time.
If it's too much.
You know, just it's too much of it. She says, yeah. You know, and I'm not trying to Bible be, but I don't want to, you know, live the life that yeah. got us into any issue. I want to change those things so we can be better Christians and a better family.
All right. Well, keep in mind, Courtney, that leadership is really what we're talking about here, and leadership is not throwing a lasso around your wife's neck and dragging her along
yes,
spiritually, if you know what I mean.
Yes,
the goal here in leadership is influence, persuasion, setting an environment in which she chooses to want to follow and be a part of this growth. And you're maybe on different, you know, paths. You might be in a little bit in the fast lane. She's a little bit in the slow lane. That happens in marriage. Let me bring this down to real practical stuff for you. A couple things. Courtney, for yourself, you need to continue to stay into the Word of God. You need to continue to pray and study and realize that it's not about religion. It's about a relationship with a living God who loves you and cares for you and wants the best for you. You need to fill your mind with good things, listening to the radio, reading the scripture and reading good material, making sure that you have friends around you that are going to build up your faith, not tear you down. Make sure that as a couple, you're staying active in church. So those are kind of basic things I think will help you. And now, here's what I would encourage you to do. Let me give you something really practical for your marriage. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Go to your wife and, I don't know, sit down with her after dinner or take her out or whatever and say, honey, I just, you know, as a husband, God's been doing a lot of work in my life. I'm far from perfect, and I want to do a better job. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm always going to make mistakes. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I'm perfect. But I would like to do a better job, as you say, as being a husband, father, and a man. Would you tell me, honey, what one thing could I do in the next 30 days, during this 30 days, that would be most meaningful to you in letting you know I love you and care for you and want to be the man that God has for me to be for you? Ask her what that one thing would be.
Okay.
And whatever she says, if it's, you know, reasonable, I mean, it's something you can do, then there's going to be the test of character to say, I will choose to be intentional in this one area, especially for the next 30 days as I develop a new habit. Do you have any idea what she might tell you?
Yeah, that's what I said. I would guess, like you said, being a leader.
Okay, but what? Give me a specific, what would that mean? An action. What one thing could you do in the next 30 days, every day, that would demonstrate that you're a leader?
I don't know anything that could change, Dr. Randy, because like I said, I'm making those attempts now by, you know, little things, by leading my family in prayer, fasting with them.
Okay.
You know, making so that's what I'm saying. I made a change because I wasn't doing anything to be a leader.
All right, then. That's
what
good.
I'm trying to figure out.
Good for you. You're doing some things because you love God and you want to honor your wife. Just because you want to honor your wife and love God doesn't mean she's going to appreciate it and be all lovey-dovey and warmed up by the end of 30 days. You know, there may be a history of something she's going through in her own life. But I think it's important for you to still sit down with your wife and say, honey, you tell me if you can't. And if you can't, this is one thing. I want you to see one thing I've chosen to do in the next 30 days is to pray with you and the family every day. And I'm doing this intentionally because I love you and I want the best for this family. You are telling her why you're doing it. You're explaining to her the motivation, the intention of your heart in doing this because you love her and you want the best for your marriage. And then just do it. And don't expect any applause. Don't expect, you know, that she's going to be thrilled with it one way or another. You just let her know you're doing this because you love her. And then do it. And frankly, that's really what it means to be intentional. So stay the course, my friend, and don't get discouraged. But stay focused on that one thing, okay?
Okay, sir. I really appreciate that. I really do. That helped a lot.
All right. God bless you. Appreciate your call. An illusionist will show us something that we believe to be true, but it's not. Right? An illusionist is a person that will show you something intentionally, in this case, for entertainment purposes, to say, wow, how did he do that? See? But it's not true. There's something more to the story. And I thought about this in terms of being disillusioned. I'm wondering if sometimes we become so disappointed and discouraged because we live in a life of illusion. See? And I thought about that this morning as I was driving in. You know what we have to do? We need to focus on the truth. Well, I believe that. And that's just an excerpt. I wish we could have played a little more of that. You know, every time you face something in your life, you got to stop and ask, why am I discouraged? Why am I disillusioned here? Am I focused on the truth or am I focused on a lie of some sort? And speaking of playing more, that is an excerpt from the teaching for this month on the whole topic of discouragement in life. And it's our way of saying thank you to members. I wish I could send it to everyone, but we make it available to those who support the radio ministry and the Intentional Living Center through monthly support. So if you can share a gift of $1 a day, for instance, I say thank you. Whatever amount, though, We're just glad to have you be a part of the team. So members, you'll be watching for this. You may have already received the CD, but next month, another topic. Every month, a brand new topic to encourage you on your journey of living intentionally in Jesus Christ. I believe with everything in me that God intends for you and me to thrive. I heard someone say this last week, it seems like only human beings are the only part of God's creation that don't measure up to their potential. Have you ever seen a tree grow half its height and then stop half of its potential? Only human beings do that. And it's unfortunate, but because of sin and because of our own stuff that goes on in our life, we far too often stop growing and not allowing God to nourish our lives. This is a God thing, not just us, not just pulling ourselves up by our bootstrap, but really trusting God and growing in Him and realizing He has great things in store for you and me, for our family and our marriage, and He wants you to thrive. I believe that. I really do. And our monthly CDs are just designed to come alongside of you, encourage you on your journey, so you too can experience that thriving in your life. If you're not a member, come and join us. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And click on the donate button there, and you can sign up today or call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. So do you want to have an intentional marriage? Make that your one thing. What would be the one thing you could do for 30 days to show your spouse you're willing to change? Wes said, I will commit to daily prayer for my wife and three kids, praying for my wife and ways I can show her unconditional love. Susan says, I will pray for my husband as he battles cancer every day for the next 30 days. Susan, Wes, we'll be praying for you. And that's what we do when you share your 30-day challenge with us. Pray for you. Share your one thing with us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Do you remember Bert, who opened up the program? Dr. Randy will be talking to him right after this. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
His work had just taken over. All the hours.
Plus, shuttling all three kids around, her job, and everything else, we barely even talked.
It almost cost us everything, but luckily, Mike saw that DVD online.
I didn't really want to watch it, but even I knew we had to do something.
Marriage is up for grabs when outside forces are allowed to be more intentional in your relationship than you and your spouse. Dr. Randy Carlson shows you how to communicate more effectively with your spouse in Has Your Marriage Been Hijacked? Available at theintentionallife.com.
Share your voice, your story, your passionate perspective with the staff at Intentional Living. Just call 888-888-1717. We really want to know your ideas for future programs. Or we'd love to hear your story, because you might encourage other listeners. And we'd love to hear about the issues you're facing that Dr. Carlson can help with. So tell us what's on your heart today. Call 888-888-1717 and talk to us at Intentional Living.
Daddy, what's your one thing?
I saw the wristband that you're wearing.
What is that?
Oh, that? That reminds me to concentrate on just one thing at a time to help me be better at being your dad.
Really? I don't think it works.
Well, why?
Because you're already the best dad in the world.
Living an intentional life is simpler than you think. Begin moving toward change one daily intentional step at a time. Find out how when you order Dr. Randy Carlson's The Power of One Thing from theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here at our Intentional Living Center, pumped up again today with a lot of passion and enthusiasm about the message that we have. We know that when we find the point of our lives, we find the point of marriage, we find the point of parenting, we find the point of getting up every day. What's the reason, the meaning behind it? What's the reason? There's a reason for this. There's a purpose. And when we find that, that energizes and allows us to develop a picture and then pursue that dream every day, that vision every day. That is the essence of intentional living. We've got a very powerful story to share with you. Bert is on the line from Texas. A listener of Intentional Living. Hi, Bert. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dr. Andy Carlson.
Appreciate getting a chance to talk to you. I know that as a result of what occurred here on the program in the past, on a certain day, something you heard, how that impacted your life, how it impacted your family. And I just would like to have you share it with listeners, how being intentional has made a difference in your life. Take us back and tell us the story.
Well, it started, I want to say, maybe about a year after I'd been married. My wife and I were going through a very difficult time, fighting bad. And it escalated harshly to where we were almost physical, very confrontational. Any moment either of us walked into the room, you could cut the tension with a knife. Mm. It was bad. I mean, really bad.
So like, your marriage was on a thread. You were barely holding it together.
That's correct. Yeah. We were ready to call it quits. And one particular day had been severely bad. I was working late evenings and overnight for a company. And the arguments had gotten so bad that I finally looked at her and I said, you know what? If you want, I said, I'll give you your divorce. If that's what you want, that's what you get. I said, I'll go see the lawyer tomorrow morning. And she was fine with it. I was fine with it. It shocks me looking back on it now just how comfortable I was with that idea, that it didn't bother me, that I was about to lose my family. It didn't bother me in the least bit. At the time, I had walked away from the plan that God had for me, from what he was wanting me to do, and I was trying to just do my thing. I thought I knew best. You know.
So you guys have been fighting. You had been to the point of almost confrontational physically. You had both been totally discouraged and got to a place where she wanted a divorce. You're ready to cash it in. I want to underline something you said. I want to just say something to every listener. If you're feeling very comfortable with the idea of walking away from your marriage today, you got to really stop and think, how did we get here? I mean, how did we get here? If you're comfortable with the idea, I hope you'll think twice about the decision you're going to make, because it's a decision that can go in another direction. The decisions we make alter the course of our lives. So you're at this point. What did you decide to do, Bert? What happened? Tell me exactly what transpired in those moments and days.
It happened almost within a matter of 20 minutes. It was absolutely amazing. I stormed out of the house, and in Texas, your radio program comes on twice, once around noon or 1, and then again around 5 or 6, maybe 7 o'clock our time.
Right.
And I was catching the later part of it, the later program.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, there was a song playing, and I don't really recall the song. I just remember they were wrapping it up, and they had just announced that you were about to come on. And I always catch your program just because there have been a lot of times that I have had questions. Even when I was lost without following God's plan for me, I still listen to your program because it always gave me the answer I needed. Anytime that I had any problem, for whatever reason, you just happened to know what's going on and you were giving out the answers that I needed. So I was listening to that song and just reflecting on the fact that I had just become incredibly comfortable with divorcing my wife, who, granted, I was only married to for a year, but I had been in love with her since we were, I don't know, kids in grade school. And I mean that very literally. I've known her. I'm 31 years old, and I've known her for 20 years of my life. And I had been in love with her since the moment I laid eyes on her. And all of a sudden, I was ready to throw that away. And then, you know, your little intro music kicked on, and you gave a brief explanation of what was going on. And you said, if you're thinking about divorce, and I know you are, don't. That is not God's plan for you. And right then and there, I knew that your message was meant for me.
Wow. Well, hang on for a minute. Bert, hold on for a minute. I want to take a break. I want to come back because I want to hear what you did. You know, sometimes God moves in our spirit. We sense that there's a real need. And today, as you're sharing, Bert, I think you're saying it to some guy or some woman that's listening. Not me. You're saying it. Don't do it. Give God a chance. Take another run at this thing. Back off and pray about it. We're going to hear what Bert did. He heard one message. There's nothing special about Randy Carlson or the Intentional Living Ministry other than we try to speak the truth of what God says. And it's his spirit that moves us. It's his spirit that convicts us. That's intentional living. I want to hear what you did, Bert. Hold on. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
I'm living an intentional life every day through building my husband up. Neither one of us came from households where our parents talked nice to each other. They spent a lot of time arguing. So we go out of our way to really let each other know how much we mean to each other.
My husband and I met at church, and we made an intentional decision to stay pure as well. And I can tell you that from personal experience, that I have felt that that has been the one thing that has made our marriage so strong, because I feel that God just so blessed that decision, and He has made our marriage stronger. I think that He's protected our marriage, and I think that's the way He has blessed us.
How I am intentional is I prayed so hard to get a wonderful husband in my life, and God blessed me so much by giving me my husband. So every day I intentionally let him know how much I love him, how much I respect him, and how thankful I am to God that we are together.
Share your story with us today when you go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-1717. Bert is on the line from Texas. He and his wife had been married for a year. They'd gotten to a point where they were almost at physical blows with each other. There was great tension, a disagreement, arguing in their marriage. And if you were listening a little bit earlier, you heard Bert say the fact that what disturbs him now as he looks back on it is how comfortable he became with the idea of divorcing his wife. He gets in his car, hears us say at Intentional Living, if you're thinking about divorce, don't do it. There's another path. And Bert, what did you do after you heard that program?
I listened to your entire program. The whole time, I kept hearing you basically tell me, dude, stop. You don't need to. And I realized that it wasn't so much you telling me as it was God.
Right.
And God was finally saying, you know what, dude, you're done. You're done living your life the way you want it. You're going to play ball, my rules, my way. That's how you're going to go. He said, this is my third marriage. And he's basically telling me, you wrecked two marriages. I let you get away with it. No more. You know. And so I stopped and I said, all right, God, what do you want me to do? What is it that I need to do? You know, looking back on it, I really don't want to lose my kids. I really don't want to lose the best friend I've ever had in the world. What do I got to do? And I began to feel that God was telling me, you know what? Love unconditionally. If she scorns you, if she spits in your face, she slaps you, love unconditionally. No matter what, no strings attached. Don't love her because she cooks your supper. Don't love her because she says she loves you. Love her because that's what I did for you. Hmm. And that's what I started to do. I started to love her no matter what she did. No matter how bad the arguments got, I loved her. And I began to show her that I was loving her, no matter what she said, no matter what she did. And it wasn't an immediate fix, I'll be honest. It took a couple of years, but we finally got to a point where she looked at me and she said, why is it that you didn't go through with the divorce? What kept you to me? And I looked at her and I said, the Family Life radio programs I listen to, I said, even the talk radio that I listen to, I said, all of that pointed me back to you. That was God telling me I needed to tough it out. And she said, are you serious? I said, I'm dead serious. And I said, there was no joking about it. I said, I listened that same day, and God told me that divorce was not the answer for this marriage, that there was a different path we needed to take. And here we are about to celebrate our sixth-year anniversary on the 8th. We will be married 6 years. We have 5 beautiful children together. Obviously, we had children before we got married because our youngest is 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Bert, congratulations on your anniversary. Congratulations on your decision to say, I'm going to make this marriage work, and I'm going to become what God wants me to be in the marriage. And as you know, every day, we talk to you today, but tomorrow the enemy's still there. Tomorrow the challenges are still there. Tomorrow, there's always going to be challenges. I tell people that, you know, if life were a day or an hour long, every day would be fine. But it's 24 hours we have the challenges. And so we're going to continue to pray for you that you'll be the man that God wants you to be. How would you rate your marriage today? How are you doing?
I would rate us at a 9 or a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. We are doing fantastic. We have both gotten to a point where we no longer just think about ourselves, but rather put the other one ahead and then put our children and show them that while granted, yes, marriage is hard work, the rewards by far exceed the work it takes to make it work.
Absolutely.
And, you know, on a daily basis, I let her sleep in. You know, she brings me lunch. I work. I don't have time to go get lunch. I only get 30 minutes, but she'll meet me. She'll take time out of her busy schedule to meet me, bring me lunch, you know. Or in the mornings, if I get up and I know I've got plenty of time, I'll brew her coffee so that she doesn't have to get up and do it, you know. And I'll have her a cup ready by the time she gets out of the shower. So it's just I'm going to do this for you because I love you. And she reciprocates by saying, hey, you know what, I was thinking about you. I've got you covered. Don't even worry about it. So it's a very wonderful thing, a lot better than what it was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, good for you, Bert. Congratulations. And you've encouraged someone who's listening. You said it. If you're thinking about divorce, don't do it. I think that's been your message to the guys and the women listening today. There's a different path, a better path in most cases and in most scenarios. And I hope they'll consider it. Bert, thank you for being with me and keep listening. And thank you for your support and interest in the ministry as well.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
All right, that's Bert from Texas. And, you know, I think about our daily program, and you may be a person today, as we're thinking about marriage, you may be a person today, and you say, well, that's okay for Bert, that's not okay for me. And I know there are times and situations where there has to be some issues that have to be dealt with in a marriage in a very firm fashion with boundaries put in place and all of that. But if your marriage is just heated up over the years or cooled down over the years because of pride and selfishness and a lack of sharing love and being loving toward your spouse, I'd encourage us today, each of us, to consider what Bert said, making a decision. God, as of today, I choose to be intentional in loving my spouse the way you intend for me to love him or her and do so in a way that honors Christ. That is intentional living. Bert, thanks for the reminder. Certainly the encouragement to keep up with this message of intentional living.
My marriage, we struggled and struggled, and I would constantly pray for the Lord to change my husband's heart. And in return, he changed my heart and tendered my heart. And my husband and I have the most amazing marriage. Dr. Randy actually, a long time ago, had a program on where a lady wanted to leave her husband, and he said for 30 days to do things to please him and see how that went. And I did that, and just the Lord is just working amazingly in our life.
Isn't that interesting? Take the next 30 days with that person you find difficult in your life, you know, maybe your spouse, maybe a coworker, maybe a son or daughter, and just serve them. Just serve them without comment or criticism. See what God does. Maybe your marriage has been a mess. You know, God is in the miracle business, and we're praying that God will do a miracle in your life. Proverbs 5:18 say, be happy with the wife you married when you were young. I am. We were teenagers, and after all these years, I'm still very happy. You can be too, as you trust him completely. We'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.